How's it going, everybody? Andrew Zarian here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. on Saturdays with Jim Valley, and Sundays with me. Happy Sunday, everybody. AEW Revolution Day. This is a stacked card. Show starts soon after we begin this. Or soon after we end this, I should say. My producer's looking at me saying, you're messing up on your times here. He's laughing at me. Big day here. Big card. You know, last year's AEW Revolution was a humongous, humongous show. We saw the retirement of Sting, and it was universally praised. This show stacked to the gills. We're going to break that down. Also, last night's Collision set up a couple more matches here on the show. Very interesting, some of these matches. SmackDown, Cody came out. He did his rebuttal to John Cena. We saw last week, we spoke about this. Big monumental moment in history for wrestling. John Cena turned heel. 20 years in the making. People wanted this for a very long time. But was that the original plan? Were they always going to turn John heel? Dave has a very interesting report here that has caused controversy on the internet, with some people denying that this is the case. But you could kind of see the way that things played out. This wasn't a always planned scenario. We'll talk about that also. But today is AEW Revolution Day. We're going to spend some time on this. Break it down for you. I want to hear from you guys. Hit me up on the X. Let me know, what do you think this show is going to be like? That main event has a lot of people nervous. Not going to lie. A lot of people are nervous. But we're going to break this down. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. We'll be back right after this. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. We touched on this a little bit, but the fallout of last week's Elimination Chamber. We saw it on Monday Night Raw, and we saw it on SmackDown. MG, you know, a week out. How do you feel about this? Still the right move, huh?
Yeah. I am more interested in this match now than I was. When Cena, everybody was, the rumor was Cena was going to win. I was like, yeah, but is that a big enough match? Do I want to see that?
Now you do.
I mean, in a lot of, yeah, and now I do.
Yeah.
You know, and I know you're going to get into the little report about what they were planning to do, but with him doing that, yeah, now it's like something. Now it's slating to be an all-time match where it wasn't before.
Yeah, I have to tell you, you know, they've done a very good job at making me interested in this match. They've also done a great job of me being interested in whatever CM Punk is doing after that promo he cut on Monday. He opened up Monday Night Raw yelling and screaming like a maniac. His best promo since going back to WWE, really up there as far as, you know, in that company and what he's done. He came out, called out everybody. Continued the program with Seth Rollins. Seth and him in a cage at the Garden on Monday.
Which is going to be fantastic.
Do you know how many people have asked me? And this is wild, right? Because this rarely happens. Do you know how many people I know that have asked me for tickets? Like, hey, can you help me get tickets for this? I'm like, dude, just go on StubHub. People want to know. I don't think it's totally sold out, but I think it's going to be pretty close. People are interested into going to the show. You got CM Punk, Seth Rollins in a cage, which is a new thing. This is good. This is something interesting here. Also, the following night, they're at the Garden Theater for NXT. So, listen, they're hot right now.
They also changed the women's title, which I think caught everybody off guard a little bit. So, they're definitely throwing some monkey wrenches in the... Making you think, oh my God, I got to go to these shows. What might happen? Type thing, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, listen, plans are moving, plans are changing, plans are happening right now. This was interesting. Dave had a report in the newsletter He said that the original plan, and there was some controversy here because some people came out and denied this. Other people have also confirmed this. So it's very interesting to me. The original plan was to have Cody turn heel during the match at WrestleMania. The Rock's original plan was for Cody to turn heel and align himself leading up to the match with John Cena.
So they were going to do it somewhere on the road to WrestleMania.
Right? Okay, that's what it probably... Yeah, I'm sorry. There's probably a typo here. Yeah. They were going to do it sometime on the road to WrestleMania, so he beat a heel. Coach turned down the idea, and the decision was made to go with Cena turning heel instead. Originally, the segment was going to take place after the women's tag match, and it wouldn't involve Cena. Was this a better direction? Yeah, I think this was a much better plan.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I don't think a heel turn for Cody would have worked right now. You know, Cody, you know, Cena's the one that's always gotten, let's go Cena, Cena sucks. And we got it during that match. Mm. Now people can finally chant that Cena sucks.
Now they're not going to want
to. Or maybe they're not going to want to. But I thought this was done well. You know, they're setting things up. Also, on SmackDown here, Randy Orton came out and cut a long promo. This kind of set up things. He addressed Cena's heel turn, saying that Cena has always been the top of the profession, but now he's nothing but at the bottom with The Rock. So you could see that they're also setting something up here. He also said that him and Kevin Owens have done vile things as ways to get ahead. Interesting that this is where they're heading.
That line that Orton said of the bottom line. I think there was a little more to that, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the bottom. It's rock bottom. He said that Kevin attacked all of his friends out of jealousy. He vowed to use the punt to take out Kevin Owens permanently. So they're building this program. He's going to make Pat McAfee the second best punter in WWE, he also said. Tiffany Stratton defeated Piper Niven. This brought out Charlotte to attack Tiffany from behind. Got her into a figure eight, injuring her knee. So that's playing out. I am not interested in this match at all.
Not yet, huh?
Not yet, no.
They gotta add some heat to it, definitely.
Yeah,
I'm more interested in what they're doing on the
For me, it's almost... that's a far more interesting side. But for me, this is almost like where the Gunther-Jey Uso match is.
Yep. And
there's so much
both
happening.
Royal Rumble winners.
Yeah, and they're both Royal Rumble winners, but there's so much happening right now in the company that these two matches are really getting overshadowed by.
Well, they
kind of
put
some really good stuff
programs on the back seat while they built the Elimination Chamber. So, I guess we got to give them the benefit of the doubt there.
I guess so. Nick Aldis is in the office. He did this weird whiteboard presentation where he was trying to explain all the feuds in the tag division. This ended up, so that's probably going to go into a mixed tag of sorts, but
something.
In the end, it was some sort of pentagram diagram that made no sense.
He just kept drawing. It's like a Pictionary is what he ended up with.
Somehow we determined that the Street Profits and DIY would be next week for the title, so that's happening. Pretty Deadly defeated Motor City Machine Guns. This was by a back bridge? It was like a back roll up. I forgot how he did it. The most devastating move now in professional wrestling. It's back, boys and girls. They defeated Motor City Machine Guns and Los Garzas to become the number one contenders for the tag titles. This Bianca Naomi segment was fantastic. Bianca calls out Naomi, pretty much asks her point blank if she was the one that attacked Jade. Naomi tries to deflect, telling Bianca that they had to work on getting their tag titles back and wouldn't answer the question. Finally, she finally did it. And what did she say? I did it for Bianca.
They definitely took an ode to the Rikishi.
Of course, that's her father-in-law. That's her father-in-law. They did the I Did It For A Rock segment. Belair said things between her and Naomi are done, and she walked out of the ring. Naomi continued to cry and begged Belair not to walk away. Naomi shouted at Bianca that she wished she would have pushed Cargill harder and sooner. She yelled at the crowd that everybody turned on her. Then she called out Belair as an ungrateful B-word. I can't say that on radio. Crazy what's happening. Of course, yeah, I'm following they're the FCC guidelines of no naughty words on public radio. This would bring out Jade wearing all white and immediately heading into the ring to beat up Naomi.
Did you notice the wardrobe switch? On Elimination Chamber, Naomi and Bianca were both wearing white. Then they were wearing black Friday night, and Jade was wearing white.
Interesting.
So there's that.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it means anything. Braun Strowman, this was great. This segment was great. And we're going to continue more of this when we come back and go into AEW Collision and the pay-per-view coming up shortly after the show ends. But Braun Strowman, Solo Sikoa, this was very interesting, this match. This led to Jacob Fatu, and it looks like they may end up doing a last man standing or something along those lines here. This ended in a huge brawl with Strowman and Jacob Fatu, who ended up going through a table in the tech area, and it ended the segment. I gotta tell you, man, Jacob Fatu is really overshadowing Solo Sikoa at this point. And this is obviously going to play into a storyline here post-WrestleMania, but very interesting stuff. When we get back, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite moments of the show. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. I want to pick up where we left off, and this was really cool. Chelsea Green defeated Mitchin in a street fight to retain the U.S. Championship. This went 10 minutes. Chelsea came out dressed as Cactus Jack. And if you went on X after SmackDown on Saturday morning and you had not seen any of SmackDown, do you know what you would have picked up? That this was the biggest thing that happened on the show. This is all that I saw on Saturday morning was Chelsea Green dressed as Cactus Jack. Not Cody's black eye, not Damian Priest attacking Drew McIntyre. It was Chelsea Green. She looked fantastic. The ending came when Alba Fire came out of nowhere and helped Chelsea win the match. And then she joined Chelsea's cabinet. This got a lot of talking. Cody comes out with a nasty black eye. His ear was all messed up. His eye was all messed up. He did a very somber, quiet promo. I didn't think this was the best. Just his overall cadence was very much just somber. Obviously, he was beat up bad. John Cena turned on him. Cody said that it was obvious what happened last Saturday was the most watched moment in WWE history. His daughter asked him what happened to his face. Cody had to lie to his daughter and said he ran into the wall. Cody said if Cena doesn't owe it to Cody, he owes it to the fans to know why he did what he did. Said John Cena will have a well-crafted retort, and Cena will feel bulletproof and justified, but there's no justification for what John did. The segment ended with Cody telling John, if he wants some, to come get some.
I don't have it on here, Andrew, but yeah. The last match after this was the LA Knight regained the United States title from.
Yeah, that
Nakamura.
Was actually a really good match, that Nakamura match. Poor Charles Robinson, just constantly getting beat up.
Is that the new thing?
That's the new thing now.
Is going to be Charles Robinson.
I thought this match was good. You know, Nakamura looked good. LA Knight got the title back. The crowd was happy. This show ended big.
I thought all their shows with the title change. If you go back, so that's a new thing. If you notice, they're doing a little bit better job of spreading out these secondary titles and using them how they're supposed to be. So every show has a meaningful ending.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think mm-hmm. the element of surprise is important in wrestling. I think you need to do title changes on TV to keep people coming in. I need to know what's going to happen next. It must be must-see TV. Appointment television. And that's getting harder and harder. AEW Collision last night. The go-home to tonight's pay-per-view. The Ops, Hook, Shibata, Samoa Joe defeated Jack Barning, Starboy Charlie, and Titus Alexander. Hook had a towel.
Yes,
he got his towel. People went nuts over this. Adam Copeland cut a promo on Moxley. Cope wanted John Moxley, who set the wrestling world on fire when he came into AEW, not the coward that stands before him. This match worries me. I do know why, and I think it's the same reason why it's worrying everybody else, but I don't think it'll be a bad match. I'm just concerned on what they do here. Less about the match, more about the finish. Mo Watanabe defeated Serena Deeb. Mercedes would be out on commentary. They also show Billy Starks watching at backstage, which she's playing a part in this.
I think that's who's going to take the title from Mercedes. Yeah, I really
that would
do.
Be an interesting move.
Because they really need to get her back on AEW. It would be a good way to do it.
Yeah. After the match, Momo got in the ring. Monet got in the ring. Pie faced Momo with the TBS title. Momo responded with a head kick before dropping Monet with a meteora.
A really good head kick.
Yeah.
This is going to be a well-wrestled match. It's going to be. They already had a like a 4.5 or 4 points. I think he gave it 4.75 stars when they wrestled back last year. So it's going to be good.
We're going to compare this card to last year's. Okay, when we go into that segment next.
Got it.
When we get to it, because I would say that this is a much better card this year than it was last year. Or maybe not. Actually, it may not be a better card. Maybe on the same level. We'll find out. We'll break it down. Where were we? Will Ospreay. Oh, man. He cut a great promo here. You were in the boys' chat losing your mind.
Yes. Us, me and another person were going back and forth how great this was. He was so... It was the intensity of it. Yeah. How just he got into it. He was talking about his group in Japan and how good how they were. So he just went on and he basically told Fletcher, you ruined everything or something to that effect. But it was good.
Yeah, he come out. He's in the back. He caught a tremendous promo. Looking at the camera, yelling out. He said Kyle ruined. He ruined it all and took advantage of him. He talked about United Empire and how they had this tremendous bond. He still loved Kyle Fletcher, but he had to fight and he had to take the knives that Kyle Fletcher put in his back and cut him with it. Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic.
I was fired
promo.
Up. Yeah. I wanted to go fight somebody. That's how you Harley know a promo's Cameron. Good.
Harley Cameron in action with someone that nobody could pronounce her name. She won. The Undisputed Kingdom, Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong defeated the Infantry. Takeshita and Don Callis were backstage. Callis refused to allow Kenny Omega to interrupt the ride that they were on, and he proclaimed Takeshita to be the new god of professional wrestling. A lot of promos for the following night here. They're really trying to sell the show.
A lot of promos.
John Moxley's backstage right after this. Said that himself and Cope were the last of a dying breed, people who were willing to fight for the impossible fantasy that is being world heavyweight champion. This was a very deliberate promo, setting the tone. No yelling, no screaming, just very monotone. We're at the end here. When Cope hears the sound of his spinal cord cracking, he will know what respect feels like.
He basically told him to pop his head off.
Listen, they've done everything to sell the show. They've done everything. Hologram defeated Jarlistico. The Outrunners defeated the Premier Athletes. I'm concerned on how they're going to do this match, the tag match tonight.
I know you're going to be sad because I have a feeling I know the ending, and it's going to be Squash City.
They showed Toni Storm getting attacked by Mariah May at the Queen of the Ring movie premiere. I'm hearing a lot of positive stuff about that movie.
Me too. We'll see how
I'm looking forward to seeing
how it does.
Yeah. AWTNT champion Daniel Garcia defeated Lee Moriarty. After the match, Shane Taylor promotion circled Garcia before Undisputed Kingdom chased them off. That was the end of Collision. It was a fine show.
Yeah, very promo heavy.
Very promo heavy. But remember this, they did a double taping here that night.
Actually, I think they taped this on Thursday.
I'm sorry. Yeah, they taped it. They didn't tape this. This wasn't live. So
right, it was taped. So
yeah. Yeah, so interesting. All right. That was Collision. AW on Wednesday announced this caused a lot of weird back and forth. AW announced on Wednesday that their pay-per-view will be available for purchase on Amazon Prime Video, and a lot of people were freaking out about this. I have no idea why. They have other pay-per-view providers. This is very normal to be everywhere to get your content out. As far as I have been told, Max is still working on the pay-per-view functionality. It's not there yet. They haven't developed it yet, and that's why pay-per-views aren't on Max. The goal was by end of February, originally. And I'm curious if that's why this deal happened with Amazon, where they felt that they need to add another partner until that's happening. But I will tell you, this wasn't just random, let's put it on Amazon. When they were on BR, there were different methods of paying. One of it was to pay through Amazon. And many people opted to pay through Amazon. I was one of those people. So I think they see this as a benefit that it's just another one-click impulse buy for them. This doesn't mean they're not going to be on Max. The goal is still to be on Max. And when they're on Max, they're no longer going to advertise that they're on other pay-per-view providers. They'll just live there. But Max will be their home. But this shouldn't have been a controversial thing. Just another pay-per-view provider, much like everywhere else. You can buy it on YouTube as well. You can buy it on Triller. You can buy it on traditional pay-per-view. You could go somewhere and watch it through Johan Promotions. Different avenues. That's fine. You want that. When we come back, we're going to go into this AEW Revolution pay-per-view live from Los Angeles. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. AEW Revolution starting very soon here. Live from the Crypto Arena, Staples Center. It's a primetime building. People were worried on how these ticket sales would go. And for a while, people were saying that it had stalled out. As of right now, there's 11,000 tickets distributed. This show it's going to be a packed crowd. This is going to look great. New modern building. You know, they've done a good job with selecting the buildings that they've been in. They've gone to smaller buildings. The crowds feel way better. Their attendance is actually getting better because I don't know about you, MG. What would you rather sit in? A 3,000-person building that has about 2,800, 2,900 people in there? Or would you rather sit in that's rocking? Or would you rather sit in a, 14,000 building with 3,000, 3,500 people in there and the rest is empty? So, and you're noticing that some of the tickets, they are moving up little by little because people like to sit in big buildings. You know,
just if
you
put on a cavernous feeling, right?
So, and I'm not, they will be running some buildings, some larger buildings for shows because it's just logistics. These medium-sized, smaller-sized theaters and buildings, really, there's not too many of them that could fit a modern product. But they're doing a great job with these ballrooms and everything. So kudos to them. But they are in a major building tonight. Crypto Arena. This is the lineup. 0 Hour. Chris Jericho versus Gravity for the Ring of Honor
now, by the way.
World title. Which is happening as we speak. Sorry. We're going to pretend it's not. ROH World Championship. This is because Gravity, people who don't know, it's Bandido's brother. So this may fit into that story. 0 Hour also has Commander and Hologram versus Lee Moriarty and Blake Christian. Daniel Garcia, Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong will face off against Shane Taylor Promotions. Here's the main event of 0 Hour. Big Boom AJ. The Costco guys. Big Boom AJ, Mark Briscoe, Orange Cassidy against Johnny TV, Mansoor, and Mason Madden. That's the main event, right?
The Costco guys are the stars of the 0 Hour shows.
They're the stars of the 0 Hour shows. I wonder if they'll get booed in LA. Remember, they're Jersey boys.
I don't know. I think they're wholesome enough that everybody will like them.
AEW Women's Championship on the line in a Hollywood ending. There are a lot of cool elements, I will say, that I know about this match. One element I do not know. Nobody has told me this, but I have said it to anybody that would listen.
You pitched it.
I
discussed it. 3 shows in a row, I think. So, yeah.
If they do not have Dustin do an appearance and do an homage to his Hollywood backlot brawl, they have a tremendous missed opportunity here. I have said this to anybody that would listen. I have said this to anybody that would read. So, let's see. But I do know that they're doing some pretty cool stuff here in this match. I'm looking forward to it. What a great story these two have had. They've actually done a tremendous job with telling this story.
This is my most anticipated match on the show. It's because of the story and because, you know, and Tony Storm is fantastic.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to jump back for a second here. I'm going to tell you the card from last year really quickly. And you guys tell me if you think this is a better card or worse card than last year. Okay. I'm going to do this really quick. Pre-show was big. The Bang Bang Scissor Gang defeated Jeff Jarrett, Satnam Singh, Jay Lethal, Willie Mack, Private Party by pinfall. You had Chris Statlander and Willow defeating Julia Hart and Sky Blue. Christian Cage with Kill Switch, Mother Wayne and Nick Wayne defeated Daniel Garcia. That was on the actual show. Eddie Kingston, Bryan Danielson for the Continental Triple Crown Championship. Eddie Kingston won. Wardlow.
I don't even remember that match. Wow.
This was the crown, the Continental, wasn't it?
I think it was a defense of it.
It was a defense?
It was just a defense.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Wardlow defeated Chris Jericho, Powerhouse Hobbs, and Lance Archer. Roderick Strong, Orange Cassidy. Blackpool Combat Club, John Moxley and Orange Cassidy defeated FTR. Timeless Tony Storm with Mariah May and Luther defeated Deonna Purrazzo. Will Ospreay defeated Takeshita. Samoa Joe defeated Hangman Page in a 3-way for the AEW World Championship. And Swerve. That was Hangman and Swerve. Sting and Darby Allin with Ric Flair and the Sting Boys defeated the Young Bucks in a tornado tag for the AEW Tag Team Championship.
If I remember, that was the most invested match.
That was the most invested match. Okay, so now we're here. Now we're at this card. TBS Championship. Mercedes Moné defends against Momo Watanabe. I think Mercedes should retain this, but it's going to be a fantastic match. You have a steel cage match. Will Ospreay, Kyle Fletcher. They've been telling this story for a very long time. Kyle is very impressive. You know, if there was ever a guy that they really made in that company, would this be their first home? Again, I'm using homegrown loosely, right? Would this be their first homegrown creation to come up to that level?
Yeah, but remember, these guys are New Japan guys too, so.
They are New Japan guys.
I don't know, homegrown's kind of loose.
No, but you know what? They didn't come in as a big star. I mean, Will Ospreay came in as a star, but Kyle Fletcher did not come into the company as a big star. They built him.
He's elevated here, definitely. Yeah. Definitely, if you want to go that route. Real quick, I do want to mention, so in that promo, Will Ospreay mentioned that he's never been in a cage match before.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This is new to him.
And that cage is a big cage. Remember, that AEW cage is big. Mm-hmm. Very high. And
the idea of him coming off that cage.
I have to tell you, Edge, magic didn't Edge break his foot like this?
Yeah, well,
okay.
Edge.
Didn't Cody break his foot also? didn't Cody do the backflip onto Wardlow and break his foot also?
Didn't Phoenix blow our minds in that tag match?
Blow our minds in that tag match when we were there?
I think with the right guy on top of that cage, it will work out just fine.
that's going to be a crazy match. You also have MJF and Hangman Page. They've been telling a great story here with these two. AEW World Title, number one contender champion. Jeez, what am I reading here? World Title number one contendership match. Swerve Strickland and Ricochet. Maybe there's some shenanigans here. Maybe Prince Nana turns on Swerve.
You know what? I got that notion yesterday. It was the first time it came to my mind.
I've been feeling it for a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, maybe that happens.
I was like, maybe that's where they're going. Because, be honest with you, Ricochet could use a mouthpiece. I think it would make him more interesting.
You got the Hurt Syndicate, Bobby Lashley, Shelton Benjamin, defending the titles against the Outrunners. I've said that they booked this backwards. Outrunners should have had the titles before they challenged these guys for it, because I just can't get into the fact that they could lose. I mean, it is possible. Maybe the Bucks come in and they do something. Somebody interrupts something. You could do something.
I don't know how it's going to fall out. I honestly think this is going to be a squash match. I really do.
Or it could be. They could do that too.
Yeah.
AEW International Championship. Takeshita defends against Kenny Omega in probably, could be the match of the night. I mean, there's so many match of the night contenders here. Kenny should take this at this point. And you have the AEW Continental Champion Okada against Brody King. They added this match. We knew that this was coming. This would be another great match. Main event, John Moxley, Cope. A lot of concern here. You know, you've heard all the tropes. Oh my gosh, could this card be a great example of what a WCW card was in WCW's peak? Where you have the best undercard you could ever imagine, and the main event falls flat because of the finish. I don't know if that's going to be the case here. I hope not. There's a lot of speculation on what that ending is. I think everybody by default is falling into the, well, Cope wins, Christian cashes in, Christian wins. Or the one that I've seen is that Christian never signed it, and Jay White had signed the contract. And Jay White is the contract holder, and he's going to cash. I've heard every conspiracy here.
See, that would be a little that now we're getting a little too confusing, a little too like mucked up, right? When you start doing stuff like that,
I don't know. I don't know where they go from there here. So Cope wins it, and then what?
Yeah,
I want to see what happens there. Or Moxley retains by some wacky thing, and now Moxley, I don't know. And then Swerve becoming number one contender, or Ricochet becoming number one contender. Is that a throwaway, or are they moving in that
direction?
Are
there new Death Riders that show up, like new ones?
Does somebody show up? Very interesting here. That will tell a big story. I think everybody kind of
sees.
Well,
there is a rumor.
What Richard?
There is a rumor that Josh Alexander and Speedball Mike Bailey are supposed to be coming into the company. And
well, that's not a rumor. So, I mean, we know Speedball's coming into the company.
Right. Well, I was being very loose about it.
Josh Alexander.
Like that happen? I don't know. Alexander would fit that vibe that they have with that group. So, you know.
I mean, you could. I don't know what they. I mean. They have to do something creative here. Because this card is... I mean, you saw the comparison, right? This is a much better card as far as wrestling goes compared to last year. But last year, the story was Sting. That was your story last year. It didn't matter what they did. People were, I think it was like 18,000 people in that building. They were there to see Sting's retirement match. That's what people wanted. So you really didn't have to put on the show. AEW had to put on a home run here.
I got to say.
And they have.
I don't know about what
on paper.
But there's a lot of people. So AEW put out this this trailer for Toni Storm and Mariah May. And they put it on social media. And everybody was saying that that should be the main event. So there's going to be a lot of. If they don't get the main event right. And there's going to be a lot of people say
well,
that
they,
women's match
well, remember,
the main
they
event.
Did main event it. They did main event it.
Yeah, they main evented last time, I know, but they want it to continue. Not that they should. I'm not saying they should, but there's if they don't get it
right.
I don't think
it's going to main event because there's going to be a lot of like backstage stuff with this match, the Hollywood ending. Okay? Yeah. That's my little teaser for what you're going to get, and I think a lot of people also assume that. But listen, your world title should be your main event, and if you don't have something creative here, people are going to talk about that it wasn't a good pay-per-view. And that's terrible because this card looks tremendous. I don't know. They may do something very interesting. And we may turn around and say, my gosh, that was very creative and they did a great job.
I feel like knowing what WWE did last week, they need to.
Yeah. I mean, again, they're going up against the optics of something groundbreaking that happened a week ago. So we'll see. When we come back, few more things to touch on. Final segment of the show. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live. Final segment of the show here on Sports Byline. Many of you are getting ready to watch the pay-per-view. You're ordering whatever you're ordering for dinner tonight. You're getting your drinks ready. I used to have monthly pay-per-view parties in my house. For years. For decades. Now I'm old and I want to sit in my bed with the lights off and watch wrestling that way. Like a normal person. Just want to touch on a couple things. Lex Luger announced to be inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame. Cody would surprise him at DDP's yoga studio. That was a very wholesome and beautiful segment between the two. Lineup for Monday Night Raw at the Garden. Maybe I'll stop in. It's on my way home. I'm in the Garden every day. Steel cage match. CM Punk, Seth Rollins. Main event. Tornado tag match. Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee versus Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods. If you could bring in Rey Fénix, maybe you do it. Maybe you do something here. Jey Uso versus Grayson Waller. And AJ Styles calls out Logan Paul. That is Monday Night Raw. Guys, enjoy the show tonight. I'll be live tweeting. Hit me up on X. Live posting, I guess. You don't tweet on X, you post. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of discourse here, but you can see the pieces falling into place for your other shows here. Very exciting time. Heading into WrestleMania. AEW putting on this big, big show. I think the Takeshita Kenny match may steal the whole show. I think that's going to be the story here. But, guys, enjoy it. Have fun. Wrestling Observer Live. We'll see you all next time. Take care.